Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God, a living God, a true God. He's always helping us out, watching over us for good. Even the wicked people, he watches out for them for good, too. But when they continue in their hard-hearted ways, he sent people to them to minister the word, and they reject it, and they keep rejecting. Then he has to do judgment. I thought about how sometimes preachers may come across when we deal with the wicked and the tares, but the love and mercy of God is shed abroad toward them also. God is very long-suffering. He even gave Jezebel an opportunity to repent, a space of time to repent. But this is what happens. The Lord has sent prophets, just like Ezekiel, to people that's hard-hearted, in case they might change their mind. You know, everybody that went to hell, they can remember when the prophets reached out to them. That's something that they have in common. God got the message to them, and they rejected it. And the people that have never heard, I know God is just. He knows how to deal with them. And there are people who have never heard the gospel, right? And I believe God has a protocol just for them. But nevertheless, I can't teach on that because I don't fully know it. But I know God. That's no excuse not to tell people the gospel. A lot of times when you're soul winning and reaching out to people, the skeptical people will say, well, what about the people in the lost jungles of Africa, or way down deep in the jungles of South America, in remote places where civilization is not? Well, what you have to do, remember, seeing into the world through one man, and seeing is dealt with by one man, Jesus Christ. You have to take it to him. Well, I can't go down there. I don't know how to do that. That doesn't matter. If you get saved, you'll start representing to the Lord to the people you know. You know, this is what skeptical people do. Not saying you do it, but when you get saved, a living process begins in you, and you're going to give people advice and encouragement, and you have a persuasion. All that changes when you get saved. When you get saved, your persuasion, your advice, it all goes just like your salvation and the way that you work out your salvation becomes your new advice and your new persuasion and your encouragement and your approval. All that goes with it. And you impact people's lives. And you don't even realize it. When you go to church and learn and you live the life of Jesus, when you become a disciple, a person who's not just a Christian, but somebody who learns the word and do it. And learn the word to do it. When you become a disciple that way, everything changes. And you persuade people according to God's love. You give people example that don't read the word. And sometimes people get saved. And remember, some plant the seed of salvation. Their life, their encouragement, their instruction, the way you live, and the things you say about Jesus. When you give your testimony, it plants a seed and it waters others. And then God gives the increase, and sometimes they'll get saved. It's impossible for a Christian to live the life of God not to be effective. You become effective. This takes a long time. This is your life. And every year, you do good towards God. And every year, God is using the good, even without your knowledge, your kindness, your patience. All these things register with people. And some of them will have the calling to go to the jungles of Africa. Some of them, it'll be a burning desire in their heart by God to go and minister life to people they don't know. And they'll dedicate their whole life to it. See, and then if you really want to help and you can't go to these places, you have to raise children here and you're married, you can't just uproot your home and go. There are people who can. And there are people who are already doing it. So if you really want to help the people, you can find these people and donate to that ministry. They need you. They need us to donate to that ministry. And then God may raise you up with your own ministry to be a blessing to others. This, all these things, see, it's your love that carries the gospel one way or another. And not to mention what God put in your heart to do. Whatever God gives you to do is very, very, very effective. And the reason people don't, they let the things of God drop is because they don't believe in what they're doing. They don't believe their effect. They believe in Jesus. They believe his love. But sometimes people let their ministry drop because they don't believe that it's effective anymore. They don't believe people want to hear it. The wrong people don't want to hear it. I tell you that right now. The proud people don't want to hear it. They don't want nothing to do with it. They get angry when you come around. They try to leave when they see you approaching. But the right people are out there, and they'll take it they'll take the gospel everywhere they go with them, and they'll do the things of God. And you don't have to beg them. You don't have to convince them. The life of God is kind of like a policeman's uniform. The uniform does the job, and the car. The police car on the side of the road, it causes people to drive better. When people see the presence of the police in any neighborhood, the crime drops. When there's a presence of authority, people act better. And when it's the same thing. When you follow God, when you do his word, when you speak his word, and you live the life of Christ, the same life Jesus did, you can do whatever he did. All you have to do is receive his word in your heart and spend time with him, receive revelation from the Lord, and clear up the lingering problems in your life. And you can do whatever Jesus did. The Lord will train you and teach you how to do what he did. He's your example. He's your pattern. Not others. Not even the path. They get you started. The pastors and the teachers, evangelists, prophets, the apostles, they help you out. We're coaches, but Jesus is the pattern. That's who you pattern after. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So he's still the pattern. If your pastor's following Christ, you follow him as he follows Christ. Jesus is the standard. He's a higher standard than all the men of God put together. So he's the head. And the people that God put in your life to help you by the Holy Spirit, listen. And clear up the lingering problem. Don't let lingering problems exist. When you have any problem, whether it's healing or financial problems or relationship problems, go to the Lord and talk it over. Get him to tell you how to kill the problem and thrive in life. Now, most Christians don't do that. They just kind of deal with it, and a lot of pastors, they just, not putting pastors down, but what happens is they just kind of try to soothe people in their condition. They become the most popular sometimes. But when you have the right congregation, the people that are teachable, people that want to learn something, and the pastor want to teach something, you're more apt to learn in that environment than an environment where people trying to figure out how to compromise. And if you really want the truth, what you have to do, you have to listen to men and women of God that love the truth. A man that don't love the truth can't preach the truth right. He's going to compromise somewhere. You have to love what's right because it's right, not because of what you're going to get out of it. I don't follow God for the blessings, the fish and the loaves. I want to do right because it's right. Because what's right will win souls. I want the godly character. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And you'll graduate properly. If you graduate improperly, you can get in a ditch. If God really wanted to kill you, he could give you too much money and you'll kill yourself. If you don't have the balance of character, if you don't seek first the kingdom of God and learn his principles first. But he don't want to kill you. A lot of people ask for too much money that they can't manage. Sometimes whatever's in your heart, the more you have, the more you can do, the more powerful you are, it amplifies whatever's in your heart. So if the wrong things are in your heart, you got to be more of that with more power and more money. And people neglect to help people understand that. And people are mad at God because God won't give them all this money. Because he loves them and he knows that they need to clear some things up in their heart. You can have all the money you want, but first you got to learn. If you do it God's way, you got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, I believe they are equal. He didn't say seek first the kingdom of God or his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God. He did put that first, and his righteousness. But it suggests to me that it's equal. Sometimes people seek first the kingdom of God and they neglect the character of life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the character of God, the life of God. Get a firm understanding of that and you won't have any problem prospering because you become a servant. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and learn how it works, you become a servant. See, if you really want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, do what God told Adam to do. First, love God. Have a heart full of love. And then be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it in every category of life. That is not limited to having children, but that's the way of life. Whatever you do, be fruitful, be good at it, be a student, learn it well, prepare yourself to give profit, to multiply, increase greatly in what you're doing. Work so that you'll have too much, so you'll have to give. That's the third principle. Replenish the earth. Give where it's needed. When you see a need, help others. The skeptics, when you're talking about Jesus, they try to play it down by wondering, what about them? And what about you? Your life is designed to eventually reach them. If you fall in love with God. People that love God, they're not skeptics. They may wonder about how in the world we're going to get the gospel out. That's their burning desire. But skeptics, they don't care about other people. And they're just trying to find fault so they can stay in their sin. And they will. If that's what they want to do, they'll stay in their sin and die, and they'll wish they didn't. When they drop off in hell, when the demons come drag them down there, they can't go to heaven because they didn't get saved. They denied Jesus Christ as their Savior by not getting saved. And all the other religions, that's works of man. They work by fear. They're afraid of the curse and they're working for their salvation and they can't. We don't work for salvation. We receive it. And the good news is everybody can receive it. Because Jesus died for every soul. and you can receive salvation. Now, if you're working for salvation, you need to get saved. There's nothing I can do to earn it. I do good works because I love God. I work out my salvation because that's my side. I have to be in line with, I have to choose God's word and do it and live according to his word. I'm not trying to work for salvation. I'm working out my salvation. And you don't have to let things hinder you. When you follow God, follow him. Don't let people hinder you away from it. People that are skeptical, that's their persuasion, because they don't care about the things of God. They think it's stupid. Or they think it's not worth their time. Or they just gave themselves over to this world. They just don't feel like they can do. I don't know what their reasons are precisely, but when people don't want God, they find fault. You can't find fault with Jesus for real, because Jesus was a perfect man. And that makes the wicked angry. Psalm 2 said, why do the heathen rage and the leaders, the kings of the earth, imagine a vain thing? They plot against, people are plotting against the Christians right now. They're trying to form a one world government, a one world currency. And the banks are trying to merge together in real time to do a cashless society. And it's working in some places. That way they can control you. But they can't control me. See, if you're fruitful and you multiply, if you have skills and resources, if you don't have to even operate in their money system. You can do it another way. But they're trying to make it where once they get a good hope, there's too many Christians for it to, it won't work. Christians can rise up against them. That's why God's gonna take us out so he can judge all this and weed out the people that might get saved from the people that can't get saved. It's important now to draw near to the Lord. The tribulation days are upon us. And if people don't get saved and live for Christ now, they won't. It'll be very difficult when the Lord takes his people out. The enemy will find a way to take over. He's already trying to. That's why he tries to make a king. He can do things easier with a government that's headed by one person. He can easily subdue a man. And get him to do whatever he wants him to do. But it's hard for him to do people that love God. It's hard for him to win that way. Now it's time now for people to get serious about the Lord, because he's got to return. We don't have the time we had. And every day we're closer to the time that he's going to start the process, rapture his church and judge the world. He's got to do everything according to the protocols of Revelation. What John saw will be done. And it's being done. And I thank the Lord for his wisdom. I thank him for the fact that this will one day be over with. It'll be finished and we'll be able to be in his presence forever without sin. I hate sin. And I don't want sin in my life. Because now, thanks to Jesus, it doesn't have to be. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Keeping our eyes on Jesus is the key. He loves us. He's for us. He's watching out for us in every way. And thank him for it. Live in his presence and see what he's doing. But I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.